This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, over the last 7 weeks, we have seen that the Nifty and the Sensex have declined consecutively, and we have lost almost 33% in the last 7 weeks. But this week, and at least the start of this week, is going to be well in the positive. Now, remember last week, the sell-off was led by Nifty Bank, which was down about 14%. And if you go by SGX Nifty this morning, it does look like we're staring at a big gap up, because when we ended the day on Friday, the Nifty was around that 8,080 mark, and right now SGX Nifty is suggesting that we'll start closer to 8,500 mark. Now this will be perhaps led by banks, because overnight we have seen that ADRs have moved higher quite a bit, as well as the updates coming in from a lot of these banking and financials have been largely positive. Now the global cues as well look very, very positive. Remember, we were closed for trade yesterday, but the global markets rallied quite a bit. In fact, on Monday, we saw European markets ending higher, anywhere between 3 to 5%. The good news is that the number of fresh cases of COVID-19 have actually come down, as well as the death rate has slowed down a tad bit. And that is what is supporting the sentiment. So whether it is Italy, Germany, Spain, or some of these hotspots, the fresh number of cases have actually declined in the last few days. And that's something which has supported the markets. And this is something that actually led the gains on the US bourses as well, because we saw solid gains as far as the US market is concerned. The Dow was up nearly 8%, a rally of around 1,600 points, which is the third best rather that we have seen in the recent times. Apart from that, the S&P as well as the NASDAQ were inched high by around 7%. The other thing that we need to watch out for in terms of the, you know, global cues is what's happening with crude. Now, remember that commodity continues to be very volatile. There was this OPEC Plus alliance meet that was supposed to happen on Monday, but it did not happen and it got delayed. And that's why the oil prices declined quite a bit on Monday. But then they're recovering this morning as well, because there are reports that suggest that Moscow as well as Riyadh are very, very close to forming a deal. And that is something which is very, very imperative for that particular commodity. Apart from that, if you look at the cues, the domestic cues for the day, they are largely positive. Yes, Moody's had cut outlook on some of the banks, but what would really, make a difference in terms of the banking names that move will be the fact that the commentary from a lot of these banks are very positive. So we've got commentary from the likes of Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank, Bajaj Finance, AU Small Finance, as well as IndusInd Bank overnight. And across the board, we have seen solid growth in terms of deposits as well as advances for quarter four. However, a bit of a worry when it comes to Bajaj Finance, because their commentary suggested that Q1 is perhaps going to be a washout quarter. So we'll watch out for that particular space. But apart from that, banking names is something that you need to keep on your radar. Obviously, keep the crude sensitives also on your radar on account of the move that we are seeing on crude, as well as Shobha, as well as Godrej Properties will be in focus, because they have come out with the Q4 updates. While it's very strong for Godrej Properties, in fact, the best quarterly and best annual performance that they have reported, for Shobha, that was not the case, because their sales have actually declined both on quarter-on-quarter as well as year-on-year. So keep an eye out on all of these stocks. But for the day, it does look like green is going to be the color, at least to start off trade, because SGX Nifty is showing a solid start. This is Anisha Jain for CNBC TV 18 signing off in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.